This is Judy Lee on the 29th of May 2018, and I'm here interviewing John Wiskin with his early memories. John, what are your earliest memories of Morden? Because you were born here, weren't you?
Yeah, born down Mundon Road, in what I call a chalet type houses. I don't know the correct term of them. But one of my earliest memories is I had a red pedal car, and we used to live, I believe they call it the second half, past the entrance to Norvey Island, the road going to there. But we used to mainly at the weekends, I think it was, can't really recall, pedalled down to the old Black Barn, which was going out of Morden, which unfortunately now is burnt down. Huh? I believe it burnt down about the hot summer of 76. My grandfather, I do recall, had rabbits, and he used to show them. Anyway, we later on we moved up to Orchard Road, and my grandfather also lived round the corner, moved up as well. Another early, very early memories is with my grandfather. He used to show the rabbits, and one of the places I do recall was St Mary's Hall near the prom, where he... Memories of Morden. I remember Wentworth Meadows being built, housing estate, as I was going to school to London Road. Also remember Bates Garage being built. Towards the ambulance station used to be a baker's called Rowland's Bakery. And if we run out of bread before we went to school, no toast or anything, used to go up there and wait for the bread to come out the oven, nice and warm. Coming back towards Bates Garage used to be another shop called Keebles, sweet shop and general provisions shop. Used to be the water company had a water tower and pump station opposite there. Next to it used to be a vacant ground where they built a co-op, which is no longer from what I've seen when I've been past there. And I do recall, which may be strange, they had a radio on, and the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I can remember that, and running home telling my mum. But coming into Morden now, remember Tollies or Stoney's, wine, sweet shop, stroke, provisions. A little way up, just before you go down the Chase, used to be another shop, always called it the oil shop, that used to sell paraffin at the back, and soap powders and soaps and general cleaning stuff. Across the road at Fanbridge Road, opposite Doe's, was a green corrugated shop, mainly selling sweets or fruit pies or what's name, Blythe Stores. And I believe the lady lived not far from Doe's garage, opposite Doe's garage. Around the corner used to be Bright's sweet shop stroke grocery shop. Can't recall a couple of other shops. Used to be Jeffrey's had a green no, that was a flower shop. Some of flowers, wreaths, and also he had opposite road another little greengrocer's shop. Used to be Ansell's, the butcher's, not far. Morgan Dairy had a shop. Powell's, who were corn and seed merchants. Next door, I believe, was Collins. The two shops, Powell's, used to walk in there and you had to smell, sort of an earthy smell of all the seeds and fertilizer, etc. And Collins was the where they had a coffee grounding machine, which is the smell. Then Wheeler's, best fish and chip shop in Malden. Coming round opposite the church used to be Dibbins the Barbers. Then, no, I can't remember which way round. There used to be a greengrocer's shop and a jeweller's. And across the road, again opposite the church, used to be Springett's, a photographic shop, before he moved down, further down the high street. There used to Baker's shop, I think it was called Barton's. Edwards was the women's clothes shop, fabrics, etc. I believe there was international. Some of the shops now are so different, which I can't remember the original names, but there used to be a bank, I believe, international stores, but not Budgeons. Usually high class sweet shop called Child's, dead opposite the Moot Hall. Further along used to be Ife's, the chemist. Horton's Menswear, a junk shop I believe was called Toby's. Then I think there's a few like private houses, townhouses, the Checkers Pub, which is now Barclays Bank. Fried or Checkers Lane. Then you had in my time Harding's or Hardy's, out Gents Outfitters, and also he sold or delivered newspapers fresh on the weekend. They got pulled down and Iceland's there and now. Used to be another shop, Ment Smith's, I think it was called. Ment Smith's, there was a women's clothes shop, Woolies, And I believe, if my memory serves me well, they had a central till, and they used to have like a container went overhead to the till, and change come back via this system. Remember, next shop along, Eastern Electricity had a showroom. I can't remember the next. I know there was a fish shop, Sun and Wet Fish. Had a roll up door or window, open display. Further along, Carter's record shop. Then I believe it was the Co-op Food Hall. That was fairly newly built in the late 50s. I can't remember exactly what was there. Hairdressers. No. Jump the gun. Next to the Co-op Food Hall used to be a dairy. I believe that was Morgan Dairy again. Not too sure. Then there's a hairdressing shop, Smith's Tobacconist Stroke Sweet Shop, Baden Savills, later Stanwood's, some TVs, radios, and had a record department. I believe there was a shop selling women's hats. It's getting a bit, I know the Co-op had a toy shop and pram shop. Well, just before that was a jeweller's. Beyond the Co-op toy shop used to be a barber's, a big house which was a home for, I can't remember the name of the building, but all people whose parents were wouldn't say orphans, but such, you know, with was one parent that couldn't cope and they went into a home.
And this was on the high street?
Yeah. I've like so many buildings in modern day, they've changed their identity. Next to that used to be a clothing shop, a news agent, which was Mayan Brett's. Next to that was Nichols. They had a garage, mainly deal with motorcycles, at the back of the shop, selling bikes and toys. And then there was another butcher's shop. Then you had Reeves, had two shops, one right on the corner, one between the corner and the butcher's shop, which the name I can't think of. Mm-hmm. Opposite was Kathleen's Kitchen, which I learned later in life used to be Goddard's Garage, which they had a garage opposite Kathleen's Kitchen. King George, the place, King George Place, something it's called. I think that was offices before it got sold and turned into shops. And then you had the cinema, the Embassy. Used to go on there on a Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Used to be a couple of old shops.
What sort of things did you see at the cinema? Was this when you were little?
Well, when I was, well, I suppose, between 9 and 12, you know, it's mainly cartoons and cowboy films and...
Did you go with friends? Or?
Met up with friends. I think it was about threepence to get in or something ridiculous like that. And we got a comic... comic and entrance into the cinema. I think it was only for a couple of hours, I think it was, come out by dinner time. Used to be a shop there that was always not open. And then you used to have a double shop, grocery shop, next to the bus station. And remember getting the buses there to Chelmsford. And beyond the bus station used to be a cafe and a glassware, or shop selling glass, panes of glass. Beyond that used to be a shop selling camping gear, and there was a general provision shop, further down around the corners we got into Mill Road. Used to be a Mill Road post office right next to the Chase, which latter days became a bookshop, or post office closed it down, and it came a bookshop. Further down used to be a cafe, tea rooms. Further down towards the prom used to be two shops next to each other selling sweets, cigarettes and small toys, gifts. Mm. Then there used to be another cafe, restaurant. And then on the corner of opposite the prom gates used to be a petrol station, Southern Regents Petrol. I remember the circular sign. And coming up from the prom used to have St Mary's Hall, a baker's shop. And at the back of the baker's shop used to be a cafe for us youngsters with pinball machines. Can't think of the name of the baker's. Walking up where the junction of Mill Road and Church Road used to be a cafe. I think that used to be like the cafe for motorbike people. On the corner of North Street used to be another shop. I can't recall again what they sold or what the name of it. Then used to be Copsies opposite, going uptown, selling fish and chips. Didn't go there, not unless you have to. There used to be a do-it-yourself shop. Markham's had a small shop selling his rock and what have you. And then you had the Warwick Arms. And I can remember Osborne's buses used to park at the side. I believe it was called Victoria Road. It was their starting point for the buses. Used to be another, opposite the bus station, used to be another paper shop. I think that was Gower's second shop. In further up used to be a garage, and I believe it was called Bennett's, and they had a taxi office. And then further up, you used to have the gasworks, or gas producing storage tanks. used to be another clothing shop. Further up, almost next door to Quest, was a camping shop, also sold gas, you know, the gas cylinders, Calagas, if I remember rightly. Having passed the women's clothes shop, there used to be a camping shop next door, almost next door to Gossett's or Quest Motors. But one thing I do remember of Quest Motors, they had a large metal circular turntable in their yard at the back end near the garage. And I didn't realise they used to be a bus operator. And because they had a restricted yard, they used to turn the buses on this. I don't recall seeing it, but I do remember the turntable. And then they had a showroom. Then there used to be a sweet shop, which used to be owned by Childs, which had a shop up opposite the Moot Hall. I believe it was a house. Ball's Fishmongers. Another shop I can't recall. Betting shop. House. On the corner of Butt Lane was Jeffrey's Green Groceries, who also owned near Powell's, another green grocery shop and a flower shop. And on a Saturday, he used to have an old grey van, equivalent to a transit van or high roof transit van of today. He used to take go around selling green groceries to various routes. Well, he had a route. Then we had the Rose and Crown pub, which was one of my locals. Well, it was my local, really. Morgan Burner Standard had an office next to it. Used to be a shoe shop. Albert Bunton had a butcher shop. And then it was Wenlock's, the drapers, walls and etc. Used to be a little shop, repaired televisions. I believe that was called Claydon's, not 100% sure. Then another shop, Leech's. No, Last's, who was a sports shop, fishing, darts, etc., etc. Then there was an open type, well, when they rolled out the shutters, used to be the Cart Greengrocers. Couple of houses, I believe. The White Swan pub. There used to be Matthews, Corn and Seed Merchants. There was another another shop I can't recall. Morgan Gas Company had a gas showroom, or Eastern Gas had a showroom there. Another sort of ironmongers, similar to Reeves. Can't think of his name. And then you had Little Lane, then where Bright's house, I believe. Then church, or it was in my time, a library on top of Market Hill. Just beyond Market Hill, just beyond the church, used to be two or three red phone boxes. Then the building, again, I think it was owned by the co-op. Across the road, the co-op had a shoe shop, next one was a sweet shop. Used to be a bicycle shop. Never forget it, because it had the large penny farthing wheel high up until it got hit by a lorry in the 60s, sometime in the 60s. Then the co-op had the corner plot. Next to it was Springett's when he moved. Then there was Gower's. National Westminster Bank, I believe it was called. Then the post office. Beyond that, there was a flower shop, I believe, and a women's clothing shop. Then another hardware shop / sports shop, and that was called Leech's. Yeah, that was called Leech's. Next door to the moot hall was a fishmonger's. The other side of the moot hall was a butcher shop. I had a butcher round before I left school. Used to go as far as the Compass, not the Compass, the pub up Broad Street Green on a trade bike. But mainly round Malden and the various estates in Malden.
And this was fresh meat?
Yeah.
Did it have a fridge or anything?
Oh no, it was meat that was wrapped up. It was refrigerated in the shop, but we used to have an open trade bike with a wicker basket in front, and the meat packages was wrapped up in paper at the butcher's shop, and they had a pin on it who it was, the address. You used to take it to them.
What sort of age would you have been then?
14, 15 at the time. Used to be another greengrocer's shop. Another little shop round the corner between the church, I think it was Church Walk, was Spindles. That was, I remember getting these little books called the Humpty Book, similar to the, and also they had the Observer Book of whatever.
Like birds and...
Yeah, various, similar, you know, the two books were very similar.
Ladybird books.
Yeah, Ladybird books. Also, they used to sell... some glass figures which my mum collected. Then that sort of brings us back up to the top, you know. Malden in the time I remember it, was you wanted something, you know where to get it. If they didn't sell it, you can go down the road further. Nowadays, it's totally changed.
Mm-hmm.
My view of Malden now, the heart has been ripped out of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you can't stop in the way of change, but Malden had character. Mm-hmm. And say, going into Collins or Powell's, or walking past the cobblers, or even past a fish shop, you had that smell which you haven't got now. You know, it's, I suppose it's all health and safety now.
Where did you used to play? If those were all the shops, where did you used to play?
I used to live in Orchard Road, and round the corner from me used to be a field, just a rough field. Used to play in there, but we used to venture up further to the old railway west station yard, and played where the old platforms was. Now, to get down to it, there was a gap in, you had the brick wall, and there used to be a block of flats, and you used to have a low wall. You should step on that, step onto the brick wall, jump down, go down the rough track. There was a little track that was made. And to get down to the platforms, you used to sort of edge yourself over, and there was a small, where the station building was, there was a part of the back wall of the station. We used to walk down there and play, and go through by that shot, you know. Just remember the tracks there, but they were soon lifted. This must have been about 58-59 time, when the station was, you know, rail level. But the station building up above the tunnel mouth was still there until at least 64, and I believe we used to play in that as well, and that got demolished. We used to play in the goods yard, used to go through the tunnel, and played in the yard there until it got a bit more industrialised. One of the main owners or was the Malden Transport and Grain Company, and owned by Peter Mann, and he had transport lorries, so we were sort of semi-warned off, because big lorries moving about, you've got to be careful nowadays. But going back even further, with my grandfather, we used to go down, used to be a lane above the Malden West as it went there. It used to be a field. I remember cattle grazing in there. We used to go and pick blackberries along there. And you used to look over into the goods yard, and I can remember the tracks being there, and the odd wagon. You know, I'm again talking around about 56, 57 time, just before total closure and lifting of the tracks. And again, we used to walk along as kids, walk along the track bed where Morrison's, where the bypass dissects the line, used to be a bridge. Underneath used to be a farm track. but the bridge parapet was basically flattened. So you used to walk down, you know, careful not to look too close to the edge, because it looked, you know, as a kid, you know, fair old height. Must be 20 plus feet from the ground, you know, and you could see where the farmer went through. It's a muddy, and he's used the bricks to make up the ground solid. And that is, you know, used to go down almost to, didn't quite make it to Barron's Lane, which is on the road to Purley. We didn't quite make it there because the track had got overgrown by then. And that's basically my memories. You know, I left Morgan when, well, I left school, went to work for Everettie's down Haybridge. And a couple of years later, I left and moved to, well, I didn't leave Everettie's. I moved away from Morgan to Burnham.
So what was the work in Haybridge?
The main manufacturers, apart from John Sads, you had Bentalls and Everettie Batteries. And
so what did you have to do?
I was on maintenance. Helped my, well, I started off as you do with, I didn't serve apprenticeship, I served what they call a training. I think Bentalls had apprenticeship, but they sent us to, I had to go to Braintree College, which every day, I remember rightly, every day for a year, we got supplied with like a bus pass, because on the money then, you couldn't afford it every day. it was nice, good, you know, and met up with other people, and I got to sit in guilds, and then carried on work until Everettie's closed down, and then had to look elsewhere for work.
So what age were you when they closed down? Roughly.
25, 26. Mm. I mean, Everettie's was one of the biggest, especially for women, employers. The other one was Goldanger Fruit Farms, which was at Tollesby Stroke, Goldanger area. But Morgan, Everettie's, there was, apart from the Eastern National, we used to run a bus to Everettie's. Mornings, dinner times and evenings, for local people. There was a coach supplied by Osborne's of Tollesby from the Witham area. There was one from Burnham, Burnham, Southminster, Lexington, Mundon, Morden, and then Bradwell, Mayland, Cold Norton, Purley, and into Everettie's there. It was a dirty job with all the black soot, but, you know, it was good. You know, it was one of the best times of my life, I think, working there. A lot of girls there, and a lot of banter. it was very good, and it was sorry to when it closed down and moved up north. It was one of these government incentives to encourage industry up in the deprived area of the north. I think it went up to Tanfield Lee. But before they closed Malden, they had a works at Forest Road, East London. And that was a big, big works. And they had a place at Victoria Road, Dagenham. And they closed that down and eventually moved up. It was, I reckon, if it ever still been open, I'd have been there until I retired, you know. It was a good company, you had laughs.
Was there a staff canteen?
Yeah. Staff canteen, social club. And it was very nice, you know. It had gardens, you know. One of the workers, he created a pond and a garden where you can relax, you know. Okay. When I was young, I used to go fishing with my grandfather at Beeley, and sometimes we go up London Road past All Saints School, down Lodge Road, and then hang a left, go down over the railway footbridge and along a sort of tree-lined footpath over a stile, through a field, over another stile, past Beeley Abbey, and turn right to go towards Beeley, past the old lion tree, and then fish anywhere around the weir area. Other times, if we needed bait or hooks, used to go down Market Hill, and halfway down used to be a sports shop. I term it as a sports shop. It was a fishing tackle and sold guns and cartridges for the farmers, etc. And we crossed the Fall Bridge, and then past, there used to be two pubs, and I can't recall their names. And then there was a baker's, probably used to get a cream bun or something or other, and walk up the side of there, across a field, there was a track, but it was in wet weather, in winter time, it used to get a bit boggy, and then to the canal, and we'd fish from there anywhere up the up to Beeley Weir, and sometimes beyond. Excuse me, sometimes beyond. So, and you know, it's a good day, good days.
And the types of fish you used to
perch, roach, bream, rudd, yod eel, gudgeon. And then, say, once we ready to pack up, we just put them back in, you know, fished again. So, I know on match days we couldn't, when used to have the angling match, we couldn't fish because everyone paid. So, you know, we found out in advance when there was a fishing match going on, and we didn't bother going.
You didn't need a licence to fish or anything? Or?
You needed a rod licence. Certain parts you had to have a licence to fish, because certain clubs brought stretches or paid for stretches. I think I was a member of the Morton, grandfather and myself was a member of the Morton Club, but times little girls come around, that got dropped. There used to be another good fishing lake, which was known as the Railway Pond. And you had to go on railway property to get that, but that was basically out of bounds. But I know some people did fish it.
Was that near the roundabout?
Yeah, right. The pond's there today.
Right.
They used at the railway in the early part of 1900s. You used to travel from Southend. Used to be a triangular junction just before Wickford, so you didn't have to go into Wickford. Go through Cold Norton, Morden West, Oda Viaduct, and used to be another junction, a railway junction, and they used to take the left-hand fork instead of going into Morden East, through Lankford and Wickham Bishops, and then as you come into Witham, there used to be another junction where you could go to Colchester without going into Witham. But that was taken out around about 1900 because the cost, you know, that weren't paying for it.
So before beaching, yeah.
Oh, way before beaching. Yeah. You know, Morden West closed before the war, but during the war it was used to store old carriages. Especially Barron's Lane. And I've heard of stories that when they came to take the carriages away to Stratford, they had to tie the doors closed because the noble oiks used to nick all the brass handles and what have you. And, so I don't remember the old coaches being there. I certainly remember the track down at Morden West, and the siding, the other side of the viaduct used to be used as wagons siding, because Morden, a lot of products from Goldhanger Fruit Farms were transported by rail. In Vatnan, there is photographs of wagons loaded with signs on them. Winfield's, I think it's called Winfield's Fruit Train, which I think, if I remember rightly, Winfield was something to do with Woolies. But another traffic was sand and gravel. At the base of, at the bottom of Market Hill, Fulbridge Wall, used to be Brushies, AJ Brush, sand and gravel. He used to have a storage there, he used to have a couple of boats. One was called Maureen Brush, I believe it was later renamed Bill Brush. They used to sort of have gravels throughout various parts of the area and dump the gravel, sort of back the lorries up and tip the gravel into the boats, and the boats used to chuck off to wherever. But also I can remember using the old cattle dock, which was at Maldenhurst, which is next door to the gatekeeper's cottage. By this time, the cattle railings were taken down, and the mineral wagons were shunted in, and they made it was just high enough so they can tip the sand into the mineral. Now that went on from about 64 to 66 when the line finally closed. But I didn't go on the last train, or the last publicised train, but I do remember in 1965 one of my sisters was used to go to Sunday school, and they were doing a trip to Walton, and there was two DMUs coupled together, and they all went to Walton on a non-advertised train. And that was after closure, well after closure to passengers, right. But before closure, total closure.
And a DMU is?
A two-car diesel multiple unit. Okay. There was two cars, so it was four, like, carriages. And all the Sunday school kids went to, and I had to be a, look after my sisters to make sure they didn't get lost or anything. I wish they did. But anyway, but having said that, that was the last known train, passenger train, and I only wish I had a photograph of it. I know there's photographs exist, but just got to find them.
Mm. Which Sunday school did your sister go to? Do you remember?
Not offhand. As you're getting older, the brain cells start to deteriorate. So, but you know, a lot of things do come, you know, do stick in your mind. And say, going down Malden High Street, even today, oh, that used to be XYZ shop. But there again, there's places where you just totally forget.
Mm.
You know, so.
Mm. Before we started recording, you were telling me about some of your school experiences, and they included what happened to you if you misbehaved. Could you say a bit about that? There was actual corporal punishment?
I suppose there was a smack on the arse or rap across the knuckles with a ruler. I know in the first year at secondary school, Mr. Garlick had a bit of 2v1 timber, and if he caught you flying up, "What are you doing, lad?" "Nothing." Or, "Don't know." And whatever side the writing was on, you got it across your bum.
Yeah.
But, you know, that didn't last long, I don't think. But I have seen him. There was a chap who was buggering about, "You won't hit me," and all that lot there. He grabbed hold of him and literally lifted him up at arm's length, and his feet were dangling along, you know, in mid-air. But, that was some time ago.
Did you have any happy experiences at school?
Well, I suppose, like everyone, you had happy, you had sad, you know, or miserable, you know, or experiences which you don't want to remember, you know. It's natural. I haven't blocked, you know, I mean, I can't remember, you know, everything, what happened during the school days, or even the social side of things. You know, his brain wouldn't cope, so to speak.
Yeah.
But, you know, I say, coming over to Malden today, and I thought, bloody hell, Malden's not how, you know, how it used to be. It's not Malden. All right, I know things change with period of time. Things got to change. And I suppose as you go older, you don't like change. But in a sense, I think looking at Malden today, the heart's been ripped out.
Yes.
Especially with the out-of-town superstores. It's... You used to walk down the high street and I mean, at that, you know, in the 50s, there weren't a lot of vehicles about as there is today. Motorcycles, push bikes and cars. All right, you had cars, but not in not in greater numbers.
Not
everyone could afford one.
No.
I mean, after all said in the 50s, what... if you look at mid-50s, 55... It was only 10 years after the war, and a lot of people couldn't afford vehicles, and also a lot of the vehicles were used for export to try and boost the company, you know, the growth of the country. So, but, you know, it's, as I say, it, you did see, and gradually into the 60s, you did see, well, in late, very late 50s, one of the chap who had a TV repair shop not far from Wenlock, he had a three-wheel van. What was the make of it?
Not a Robin.
Pre-Robin. Reliant. I think it was a Reliant, or BSA used to make them cheap, you know, sort of based on a motorcycle engine with the front forks of a, like a motorcycle at the front. Another one I remember, even into the mid-60s, was Blackwater Timber of Haybridge Basin. They had a couple of ex-army lorries for hauling timber. Ruggles Garage had a couple of ex-army lorries for breakdown trucks. Doe's across the road, they had a Land Rover, and they had a sort of a fairly then modern Thames Trader. Sads had pre-war lorries, because most of the lorries after were expensive, and then, you know, a lot of people managed to buy a vehicle 1940s-ish. It's all they could afford. And until I got a better job. And I mean, when you consider the wages then were a few pounds, I suppose in the late 50s, if you were earning £10 a week, you was rich. I mean, houses were fairly cheap compared to today. So, yeah.
When you were talking about the high street, you mentioned people selling paraffin. What did paraffin used to get used for?
Heaters.
Ah, right.
I mean, on the corner down here, we always called it the paraffin shop. Orff's Garage. Where was the other place? Most garages sold paraffin, and used to have these heaters. And basically, you had a petrol can. Used to go down, get your paraffin, and at the back of the heater, you used to have another tank, and you transferred the liquid paraffin into the tank, screwed the top on, upend it, and it had a valve, but it wouldn't leak until the valve was depressed, which went into a feeder system, which you had to the burner, which you had a wick. And then you could turn the wick up or down to increase the heat. Mm-hmm. I think that's the days before electrical radiators and the like, you know. So a lot of things. Where was it now? I went to a railway site up in Leicestershire, what they call a preserved railway site, and they had paraffin lamps. Because, and gas lamps. I can remember all the lamps illuminated the high street with gas until early 60s when they changed over. And of course, when the North Sea gas came in and the gasworks closed down. It had a warm, sort of Edwardian glow to it, that's my interpretation of it. Right.
Try and pause there.